Diamond Tours, A Tale from the Diaper Dimension. Written by Sophia Hammerstein. Narrated by Charlie Gale. Part 4. I found myself waking up to odd sounds and sensed something wasn't right. First, there were noises from what sounded like toddlers playing with toys. Then, as I opened my eyes, I blinked multiple times and realized my vision was covered with bars on all sides. I'm in a crib, I thought and sat up. I looked down at my body and realized I was in a one-piece sleeper that had mittens on my hands. I tried to stand, but something became difficult with that. I learned a moment later there was a large balloon shape around my groin and groaned. I had a diaper on that I poked at and discovered that it was most definitely wet.
Awake now?
Nana said as she came over.
Let's get you out of your jammies, some breakfast, and then we'll let you play for a while.
She carried me to the changing table, unzipped me, and changed me into a dry diaper and a new blue dress. It did nothing to hide my dry diaper, and she carried me to the kitchen and sat me in a high chair again. Once I was trapped in the chair, Nana walked off behind me for a moment. She came back a moment later with a bowl, a bib, and a spoon. She didn't hesitate in putting the pink bib around my neck that read, Cutie Pie. The bowl was sat down on the tray, and I thought maybe she intended for me to eat it myself, for about 1 second before she grabbed the spoon and brought it to my mouth.
Open up for the choo-choo.
What? I started to say, and the spoonful of mush entered my mouth. It was weird and grainy, not like oatmeal. Before I could even think of asking what it was, she kept spooning more and more into my mouth. I decided it must have been rice cereal for infants about halfway through the bowl. When she finished and wiped my face off with the bib, I was hoping a bottle would be available to wash it down, but instead she picked me up and said,
I'm hoping you'll be ready for bottles this afternoon. For now, though, we'll stick with what's best for you.
I was so shocked by everything. There wasn't much fight in me as she sat down on a chair and presented me with her orb of flesh again. My craving from last night came back, and I didn't even try and hesitate. I just latched on and sucked. I was feeling sleepy when I had finished both breasts, and she burped me. But instead of putting me down for a nap, she carried me into a living room where the other kids were all watching something on TV.
You'll love this show, the lady said to me.
A screen title passed by, Naomi and Oliver, and I lost time again. I stood up a while later, looking confused as I didn't know how long I'd been sitting there. I suddenly felt a strong need to go poop, but had no idea where the bathroom was. So I walked over to Nana, who was sewing something.
May I use the bathroom? Maybe,
she said before flipping up my dress and touching the diaper I had on.
What are you... Checking to see if you would even be ready for the potty after last night and tonight. I'm sorry to tell you that you're not going to be using the potty anytime soon. You're already wet. Just make a nice poopy for Nana in your diapy, and I'll change you then.
I don't want to, I said as she put me down.
Oh. It doesn't matter what you want, she giggled. You'll be using the diaper no matter what. I'm not taking it off you, and you can't go by yourself. But besides, don't good girls like you like using their diapies? Naomi and Oliver say so.
With that statement, I felt like I was outside of my body. I grunted for a moment and squatted. This can't be happening, my brain screamed.
Aw, you made a present for Nana, she told me. Go play for a bit, and then I'll change you.
I tried to take a step toward her to argue, but instead found myself falling and landing on my poop. I started bawling then, and she said,
Well, if you're going to be such a baby about it, I guess I can change you now.
So went the next 2 days. Diaper changes, breastfeeding, baby food, watching Naomi and Oliver, and slowly not noticing I was even wet or poopy until someone came and told me I was. Finally, on the third day, when I woke up in a poop-filled diaper and saw my mom and dad standing beside the playpen I was in for a nap, I believed I was hallucinating. By then, I had totally lost hope of getting out.
Mom! Dad! I cried.
This is positively her?
An Amazon man asked Mom.
Definitely. What did they do to her? And why is she in a poopy diaper? Don't they change them at least?
Mom was outraged.
We'll get her changed real quick and then escort you all to the portal, said the lady who I noticed was in a bulletproof vest.
She picked me up before carrying me to a changing table I'd become well acquainted with. I hoped she would just put me back into a pair of panties, but instead, she put me into another diaper.
It may take a while before she recovers.
Then she dug around and handed Mom a large diaper bag with more diapers and other baby stuff. Mom grimaced, but happily took me from her and held me tightly like I was little again. I must have lost some weight on the trip or the orphanage because I couldn't believe she could carry me like a toddler again.
Oh, Lily, I'm so glad we found you,
she said as Dad joined in hugging me, and we all cried.
As much as I would like to let you have time, I think it's best we get you moving, another man said.
Yes, sir,
Mom told him while setting me on the ground and grabbing my hand tightly. We walked outside to a plethora of news crews and bystanders watching. Luckily, a van collected us quickly, and I was strapped into a forward-facing car seat.
How did you find me?
I asked as we drove.
It wasn't easy, Lily. It turns out the tour company we were using wasn't legitimate, and they were just operating to get some littles to adopt. Once we lost you, we talked to the police, and they began investigating with the help of the Bureau Group. I'll tell you more, but suffice it to say that we are being escorted to the portal and never coming back.
I nodded with tears in my eyes and was ecstatic when we got out at the portal. Our remaining group was disembarking from a bus simultaneously, and we gathered back with them. I noted that half of the group seemed to be missing. The other half looked at me in recognition and horror. I held onto Dad for dear life in the small crowd. I felt antsy and just wanted to get back inside the portal and go home.
Dad, can we get out of here already? I hate this damn diaper and I don't want to spend another minute in it.
Sweetheart, they warned you not to separate from the group, Mom said to me. You're just lucky we found you before you were adopted out.
What do you mean?
You were in an orphanage designed to make littles into well-behaved babies. In another week, you would have gone home with someone.
I felt my eyes open then.
With the diapers? Will I still need them when...
Mom leaned in and said, For a while, probably. I mean, you're already wet.
It was then that I realized I was still in a pretty short dress, and my drooping diaper was showing. I hugged Mom tightly and cried as we finally made it back through the security lines into a hallway that led to the portal. The second I stepped through and saw everything as we left it, I breathed a sigh of relief. Everything looked normal. Until I looked at Mom, who came through after me. She seemed taller than she had a moment before, and I seemed shorter than her. She gasped and said,
"Oh, sweetheart, let's go find the restroom so I can change your diaper."
"Why is everything so big?" I asked. Dad was right behind her and back to his normal height of being taller than her.
"We'll, talk back home, sweetie," he told me.
Then a pacifier appeared somewhere and was shoved into my mouth. After a few days, I didn't think twice and was nursing it as she carried me to a family room and exposed my diaper.
"Aw, you are stinky,"
she told me as she lifted my legs and wiped me like I had been wiped the previous week. "When did I poop again?" I blushed, and was just glad when she had redressed and carried me to the car where a car seat had somehow been installed. Once buckled in, I spit the pacifier out. "Why am I the size of a baby still?"
"It was the deal we made, sweetie. In order to get you back out of there, we had to have you shrunk to the size of an 18-month-old. That way, any weird baby things you do seem normal. They don't want anyone on this side of the portal to know what goes on there. It was either this, or we would all be stuck there in that dimension."
"I have to grow up all over again?" I asked incredulously.
"I said shrunk, not regressed. You'll just have to be our baby like this forever. They adjusted a few things on the way back. At least I have my baby girl back."
A pacifier pushed into my mouth blocked anything I would have said. "Forever?" I sighed. "Well, at least it's my parents, and not some random Amazons."